It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Monday once again.
I know. The
right?
The weekend just went by so fast.
I know.
It felt like it was just a day, and then...
I think if you enjoy it.
I just slept through it.
You know, I have a feeling if something big was going to happen Monday, something that you really, really want.
Like, it'll take so long.
For instance, kunyari, imi-meet mo si, finally, si, ano, si, kunyari, si Kate Beckinsale. Magde-date kayo on a Monday.
It'll take forever.
It would like, it's just too long, taking too long.
Or like, let's just say you're getting a new car.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then it comes out on Monday or something like
always
that.
Always on a Monday. But it's just that, you know, we love the weekend, so it feels like it whizzes by so fast.
I swear, there really should be a movement for like 4-day work weeks.
I know, right?
3-day weekends. I really think that people would be more efficient.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, but that's just the thing. I actually did not do anything over the weekend, but it felt like you said, like an afternoon.
Yeah.
And then it was done. And I was already like, yesterday, I was like, what? It's a Sunday?
Right.
What happened to Saturday? This is so weird.
But anyway, we can't do anything about it.
I know. Wow. What a way to open the show.
No. We're just mimicking what everyone is thinking.
I know. All right. And, okay. Give me one song.
All right, sure.
And then I'll come back with our top 10. And don't forget, today is a Monday.
Oh,
which
that's
means
right.
We have...
Episode 4.
S-O-1-E-O-4.
For my Joa.
My Joa's Joa.
That's right.
And I'll be tweeting a teaser in a bit.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's coming in a little bit later on. In the meantime, let's just go on to the song first. Here's something from Disclosure, a song called Latch on RX.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for our top 10 topic. Our topic for today, we are looking for the top 10... Huwag tularan. Okay? Alam mo yung mga... Sometimes, in malls, merong picture ng shoplifter.
Huwag
tularan.
Or yung mga tumatawid sa EDSA.
Ayun.
Right.
Also,
or, you know, obviously, it could be something else. Like, let's just say...
Let's give the example ni I Am Kiko Rabi. He's the one who suggested
okay.
this. Yung lahat ng picture sa Instagram, selfie.
Huwag
tularan. As in, tignan mo yung profile niya. As in, yes. 100%. Tapos, isa pa itsura niya. So what's the point in posting a new picture that looks exactly like the last one?
It's like a Zoolander thing.
Exactly.
Na parang yung face is the exact same thing. Yung background lang yung nagbabago.
Yeah. So anything, like behavior that you think should not be emulated.
Right. Like let's just say, binray ka ng girlfriend twice dahil the girlfriend cheated on him.
Right.
Pero binabalikan pa rin.
Tapos babalikan mo pa rin.
Huwag tularan. Something like that.
Or mga, can be something very little. Yung mga liking your own comment.
Liking your own comment.
Or your own status
on
update
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Or like
or
you said.
Or picking your nose in public.
Actually, it can be anything.
Yeah.
It can be traffic rules. Mm. It can be love rules.
Or it could be something like, you know, drinking 3 cups of iced tea. And then getting stuck in traffic.
Ayun, wag tularan. Actually,
yeah.
No, wag kang iinom right ng marami, right before a movie or right before...
A traffic jam.
Yeah. Yung alam mong susugod ka sa answer.
Right.
Okay. So, the top 10, wag tularan. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Huwag Tularan. Monts Radio RX 93.1, time for the first news bit for today. I'm pretty sure by now you have heard the very tragic news.
Very sad news.
Canadian actor Corey Monteith, 31-year-old heartthrob of Fox's musical comedy television series Glee, was found dead Saturday in his Vancouver hotel room. That's according to police. Police and paramedics found no signs of foul play, and the cause of death was not clear. That's according to Lisa Lapointe, British Columbia chief coroner, at a news conference. Monteith had talked openly about struggles with substance abuse, and in April, he completed voluntary treatment for unspecified substance addiction at a rehab facility. He had also been treated in a facility at age 19. The actor grew up in Victoria, British Columbia, and told Parade magazine in 2011 about what he called a serious drug problem during his teenage years, as early as 13, for which he had received treatment. Other people were in Monteith's Pacific Rim Hotel on Friday night, but evidence, including fob key entries, indicated he returned to his room by himself early on Saturday and was alone when he died. That's according to police.
That's so sad.
And what makes it sad is that they were supposed to get
married. Get married in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Actually, Michelle Lee was... Michelle Lee is the 70s actress.
Right.
Lea Michele was saying she hasn't actually spoken out, but she did say that she, the actress's rep said in a statement, "We ask that everyone kindly respect Lea's privacy during this devastating time."
Wait a minute, they were together?
Yeah.
They were about to be married.
They were about to get married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the sad thing.
So they were going to... I don't know if they're married already.
Not yet.
In the series?
Oh, in the series, I don't know.
Well, the last I saw was she was in New York and Finn had to stay in...
In wherever that was, High. Yeah.
And remember, that was that Nickelodeon or something? Basta this award. They held up their parang their marriage license or something.
Certificate or whatever, yeah.
Basta parang yung what you do right before you get married.
Yeah.
And they were both pointing to it and they were... So, they were... That makes it extra, extra
so
tragic.
Sad.
Because they actually had plans for the future. So, I guess everyone is just in shock.
Yeah.
And even all the celebrities, they were all like tweeting like anything, you know, in support of... Actually for Lea. For Lea.
Yeah.
They were just really just asking, you know, I mean, giving their support.
Well, they knew that he had gone out with some friends.
Yeah.
And that they probably partied, but then, you know, he was alone going home. Because the question really was, did something happen? Yeah. You know, foul play?
Yeah.
It's always a question.
Yeah.
But it
and
seemed...
And you can never rule it out.
Can never rule it out. So the question is, where did he get it? How come he had some on his person that day, you know? But he had been staying in the hotel for quite some time, since July 6 or 8.
I think so, yeah.
And the day that he was found was the day that he was checking out. And the concierge...
Yeah, right.
The front desk just thought, well, he's not checking out. We have to call him. And then when nobody answered, they sent somebody and they found him already, you know, lifeless.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was pretty sure it was a hoax. Because, you know, it's just
so... Yeah, because it happens all the time.
And
he's so young.
I went to Yahoo. There was nothing. CNN, there was nothing. It was only TMZ at the time. So I was like... But when TMZ brought it out, I was like, you know, they wouldn't put
they
it
wouldn't,
out.
Yeah, unless, they wouldn't put it out there unless they were pretty sure
that
it was
true.
It's just
the others take so long to verify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would never take... But TMZ is much faster to
TMZ, Huffington Post, all the other... The non-leads. When it comes to the news.
But there you go. That's the very tragic first news bit for today. But we will return with more next hour, only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. You know, I really get bothered when somebody like when something like this happens. When
you
a
mean
big
the
celebrity
Monty?
Dies.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I'm
even
not
if
a
you're
fan
not really like a huge fan
of whoever that is. I don't know. It's just a reality check. You know how like Hollywood is about fantasy and about
and it doesn't seem like they're real.
Yeah, and it really jars you that you know they're people and. These
you know
things
what,
happen.
A lot of what happened, my reaction to the news was, because he had always struck me as someone who was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Deep
it's
down.
In his eyes.
Deep down, yeah.
It's in his eyes. Like, not the kind of sadness that you can cure with a meal to Krispy Kreme.
Exactly.
You know, he's not. It's not the type. And then when I learned about his drug addiction.
Yeah. And you sort of figured it out.
Yeah. And then, you know, probably getting the gig on Glee was really an upswing.
Yeah.
But after...
But not even.
Not
I
even.
I guess that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we all think that if we get our heart's desires, you know, we... Be, become rich and
or
famous.
Who knows? It might have been a lot of pressure for him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
That could have
no,
been
but that's
it.
The thing. Most people aim for that.
Yeah.
And then when they get there, they're like, whoa, you just have a different set of problems.
Right.
And sometimes it's really the state of mind. You can be like the most insignificant person and be perfectly happy.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's really like a state of mind, regardless of what you achieve or what you have.
But I also think that entertainment, the entertainment industry really attracts people with problems.
I think
so. To begin with.
I guess.
I mean,
maybe
I'm
that's why
at,
we're here. Maybe that's why
I'm
we're here.
At
yung mga
candidates.
Nasa yung mga nasa radyo.
No, I think
it's true.
Because you're looking
damaged.
Okay.
Flawed.
Okay.
Bruised
yeah.
emotionally.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I guess
but full of despair.
Ano pa?
No, I'm thinking we need
angsty?
Validation.
Yeah, we do.
We
broken
need to be heard.
Hearted.
We're all insecure.
We're all in our own way.
No, maybe because once you're in the limelight, all the things that you're insecure about are just sort of like magnified.
No, you know but what I mean? Also think something in us propels us into an industry where you're craving for something.
Yeah.
So you go to an industry where...
Like assurance.
Assurance.
But then it's a very harsh industry.
Right.
Yeah. You know, remember like we were talking about this, you know, months ago, where like you get thousands of like supportive tweets and then you get one hater tweet mm-hmm. and that's the
and
one
makes
you're
you feel
like
so bad.
It makes you
we
feel so
we probably shouldn't say this on air.
No, no, pero
because the minute they figure it out.
No, I think
but
it's
it
I mean they
to
know
Manny.
That. They know that.
Remember
yeah.
Manny quit Twitter?
Exactly.
For
and
a time.
This is like a fighter.
And
this
well
is a
loved.
Tough guy.
Yeah, well loved.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I mean that's what it is. It's a harsh industry. The entertainment industry is a harsh industry.
Especially Hollywood.
Remember, you're trying to entertain and all people have to do is like be like, well, I'm not entertained.
I know.
Yeah.
And you'll feel like, oh my gosh.
You'll be criticized.
You're doing something wrong
you'll be
already,
criticized
yeah.
for so many things.
And you get criticized in the industry you went to for validation. Diba? So,
that's the irony of it.
But
exactly.
You know, Dinaman, that going into this industry that you went to for validation, you know that there is a lot of criticism. So
sometimes
there's even more irony in it.
No, sometimes you're prepared for it theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah,
when
but
you,
not
when you read the actual tweets.
That's
right.
When things start to
get. When you experience the actual hates. I mean, it's not fun.
And also, he was probably thinking, well, after Glee, then what?
Yeah.
Then
and
what? But
with all the talk.
Yeah, it's waning.
Easing them out.
Right.
And, you know. Achaka, I guess the other the other projects aren't exactly flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did have a movie, Monte Carlo.
What's that?
The one with Selena Gomez.
Oh
right,
was,
Monte
yeah.
Carlo. You're right.
He was
right.
Like a supporting guy.
Si
he was
ano
the boyfriend of somebody.
Buti pa si what's the another girl who got
Leighton
pregnant?
Meester.
Yeah.
In Monte Carlo. I
yeah,
think.
Leighton Meester yeah. was there also. Brittany.
No,
the
no,
girl
the,
who played Brittany.
The
Dan Agron.
Yeah.
No.
In I Am Number 4.
Yeah, but then again, after that,
wala na rin,
as much as I want to see her in other movies,
even
or
Lea
other
Michele,
TV shows.
Surprisingly,
actually, that's true.
None of them are really like breaking out into
other like
well,
into
Mark
movies.
Salling went here.
This is not really the upgrade. The Philippines is not really the upgrade, you know.
I know, right?
As much as I would like to be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the truth is, when you're in Hollywood and you take a project in the Philippines,
I think it's hard to break into the movie scene, at least in the States.
Yeah.
When you're coming from
TV.
A TV show,
harder for them. For us, it's the next step, right?
Yeah.
For them, it's not.
It's really not, and for movie stars to star in TV shows,
that's,
it's such a big downgrade.
Yeah,
for them.
Big downgrade.
I mean, like, look at Entourage. Entourage was, you know, everybody would just say that it was just one of, like, it was just a really, really great series and all the actors were good in it. But where's Adrian Grenier now?
Yeah. Well, kudos to the ones who made it. George Clooney from ER, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but they're
Friends.
Very, very few.
Very few.
Very few.
Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl.
Right. Wait, what series was she? Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy.
So here we go. The top 10 huwag tularan. You have like everything to choose from.
Right.
As in, it's such a wide topic. So let's give you some examples. From Sig Kawengtor. Yung dadaan ka sa free sample, kukuha ka ng free sample.
Mm.
Tapos magsha-shades ka lang, tapos dadaan ka ulit. Tapos magka-cup ka naman, tapos dadaan ka ulit.
Tapos magbibigote ka.
Nakakahiya eh. All that
right.
effort
right.
just to get more
and
free samples.
And I'm sure those girls who...
They know.
They know the style.
So to attention, my mom.
Was it your mom?
You know, minsan she's like, ano mo? Parang nabusog na ako kasi sa dami ng freestyle.
Pero kasi like in SNR, that's really how it is. Even in the States.
Yeah. And they really make you like, and remember that last, one of the last events we hosted?
Yeah.
There were lots of food. They really want you to taste all the different flavors.
I remember.
All the variants.
Did you ever watch When Harry Met Sally?
No. Oh, wait. Robert De Niro?
No, no, no.
I know. This is Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal,
and
Meg Ryan.
So anyway, there's an O scene where she fakes an O.
Okay.
That deli is called Katz.
All right.
In New York. So I'm a big fan of When Harry Met Sally. So when I went to New York, I went to Katz.
Yeah.
And so they had a long line because, what's that meat? Starts with a P.
Panini. No.
No.
Paneloni. No.
No.
Meat.
Cold cut.
Pepperoni.
No. Another P.
Pastrami.
Pastrami. Pastrami, right. So you know how in the Philippines, if you're getting a taste, you'll have a little, maybe,
a little bit, yeah. A little square.
My gosh, when you fall in line there, they give you your free taste. Your free taste is like ulam. Like a huge slab.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, this is it. I could get out of line.
Alam mo yung sa Krispy Kreme dati. Di ba like yung, as, while you're in line, they give you donuts while you're in line. Yung mga iba pagkakuhay.
Aalis na.
Tapos hindi na bumili. I'm sorry. Pero
di ba Pinoy na Pinoy?
Pinoy na Pinoy.
Pero if you think about it kasi, what if you fell in line to buy just one original drink?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, hindi, pero kasi nakakatawa yung mga hirit eh. Lalo na yung mga medyo Thundercats. Pag ano mo, pagkuha nilang ganun, parang, eh, ito na yun eh. sabay alis. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I guess
it's just so funny.
For us talaga, parang it takes so little.
Yeah.
But then again,
like think about, you know how in the States, whenever you buy something, you can always return it after 30 days?
Yeah.
Even if you've used it already.
Yeah.
Like they sometimes they really do that. They just buy like really expensive clothes.
Yung cousin ko, I really felt so bad kasi we were watching a concert. So, akala ko naman bibili siya talaga. He bought like binoculars. So we can watch it. Tapos after that, bumalik siya, sinoli niya. I don't like it. Because I mean, we do that all the time here.
Grabe nga eh. Their consumer rights are so
advanced, right?
Yeah.
Tapos yung nakakatawa pa yung,
saka yung no return, no exchange. That doesn't happen in the States.
Yeah. Yung going back to the donut. Tapos sabi pa nung nasa likod niya, oh, hati na tayo dyan. Imbis na nakabenta sila ng dalawa.
They lost two customers.
Nag-hati pa sila doon sa isang donut.
Yun yung nakakaya.
Oh, there. Alan Ruiz is just saying, there's an actual term for it. It's what? Called grazing.
Grazing?
Like a cow, when a cow grazes.
And Callie Byrne says, huwag tularan. Yung lunes na lunes, nakasimangot at ang sungit-sungit.
Alam niyo yung boses...
It's tough enough
sorry,
to begin with.
I was listening to you guys when you opened the show.
Yeah.
You sounded so bad.
Really?
Like you were so reluctant, like, hi, good morning. I was like,
Monday.
Is this how we sound? Like,
yes,
I guess.
I think we just progress. Like, it starts off, I mean, because if you think about it.
Who's happy on a Monday?
I know.
Diba?
Who's happy on a Monday at 6 in the morning?
I'm happy.
No, dig deeper.
Let the actual feelings come out.
Go to the core. Who's happy?
Only
on a Monday.
Only stupid people are happy.
But they actually say that that's true.
Yeah, well, you're...
I mean, to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Maui.
Plus, not all miserable people are smart.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
But
I
we
can
are.
Name names.
FYI.
Kuya Maui says, yung kung makapost ka na you're on a diet, tapos sabay punta sa eat all you can.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Parang, well, I guess, just be, I mean, if you're going to, like, buffets, then magda-diet ka. And, also,
magpakatotoo ka na lang.
Coco Hernandez says, yung antagal-tagal yung lahat nakapila, tapos pag yung turn na nang nasa harap mo, tsaka niya maiisipang mag-ayos ng wallet sa ATM. Kung kailan yung siya na yung nasa pinakaharap.
This is so hard to
diba?
This is so hard.
Ngayon mo pa naisipan mag-ayos ng bill.
Diba nakakainis
yung credit card?
Ano ba yung... God.
Be considerate of the people who are behind you.
Exactly. Yung parang dahil tapos ka na, nakuha mo na yung pera. Tapos nag-decide ka na pang, mag-aayos ako ng wallet. Diba?
I'm sorry, it's just too real.
Saka minsan, I don't know if you've encountered this before, but you know how some people, they take forever.
Right.
In an ATM, and it's like, seriously, what are you doing?
Right.
Parang, how come when I do it, it takes so fast?
Exactly. But yung parang feeling mo yung pag mag-withdraw sila piso-piso. Kasi ang tagal talaga. Parang what are you... Tapos pasok sila ng pasok.
Saka parang, I don't know.
Yung parang,
know
how much are you withdrawing? Go to the bank.
Tapos paglabas mo 500. Parang,
diba?
Wala na yata 500.
Meron.
Ah, meron. Oh. I guess that's the minimum?
Yeah, that's the minimum. 500.
Hindi pwedeng tigi isang daan.
Wala na.
I don't think so.
Like before, di ba, meron pang like, you can withdraw 900.
Right, they'll
give you a 500 and 400.
Right.
Wala na yata yun. And also, Stealthy Roshi says, yung mga tumatawid sa Commonwealth, pero mga professional lang po ang gumagawa nun. Kasi masyadong
delikado yun eh.
Hello, Commonwealth.
It's
everyone's
a scary
speeding.
Place. It's
You're
scary.
Not even supposed to cross.
Cars and pedestrians.
Yeah, that's why there are footbridges. They should be taking that.
And that's the thing. Like, even on EDSA, you're not supposed to cross
at
all.
Even C5.
Even there by like, alam mo yung sa...
may sa Inyo Del. People cross that C5 stretch.
Or there in ano, in Ayala.
Yeah.
EDSA Ayala, the one that intersects with McKinley.
Right.
Because there's an overpass and then there's like a bus stop.
Yeah.
So people just get
people
off
tend to, yeah.
and then they walk and it's like, you're not even supposed
you're
to
not
be
supposed
here.
To.
That's what and the it, overpass is for.
On my way here, there's after Market, C5 kind of curves to the left.
Yeah.
And people cross there. And I'm like,
and that's
one,
so dangerous.
Okay, one, it's C5. You shouldn't be crossing.
Yeah.
Two, it's a curve.
Hello, may tumatawid nga dati doon. Yung dalawa sila nagbubuhat ng cabinet. Seriously, I'm like, are you serious?
Really?
yung pa kayo nagkakot ng cabinet. ang bilis ng mga coach.
Exactly the smartest
to win
the show.
Exactly.
No, but I know why they're doing it.
Seriously.
I know why they're doing it because it's the easiest place to cross.
I know.
Of course, I understand.
Aga buhay.
Value your life.
Di ba? Para aanin mo pa yung cabinet kung nasuglusog na yung mga katawan nyo. OMG answers. Hindi kasi talaga parang
I can imagine it kasi.
Hindi saka talaga in your car mapapa. Really? OMG and
says. Hindi akala ko hashtag. Tanga much.
the minimum withdrawal rate. Ano? Withdrawable rate on an ATM is 200 daw. According to credit.
Ah, may 200 pa.
Because I've never withdrawn 200.
No, kasi I had a conversation about this with my mom before. That people shouldn't treat their ATM as a wallet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Treat it as a bank.
Right.
Don't treat it as a wallet na tipo mag-withdraw ka pa. I mean, unless yun na lang talaga yung pera, eh, di maintindihan mo yun. But like, if you have like, let's just say, you know, 150,000 pesos in your ATM or whatever, tas wini-withdraw mo lang 500, tapos pagtapos na 500 ulit. It's like, because it consumes other people's time.
And it wastes paper and electricity.
And the OMGN says, huwag tularan. Yung wag nyo naman pakyawin. Yung bad breath na may body odor pa. Isa-isa lang.
Mahirap na eh.
Parang mamili naman kayo. Di ba? Kung bad breath. Kung
priority is
okay. Oo. Huwag yung sabay. Kasi parang di mo alam kung alin yung irereklamo mo eh. And also,
sorry. I can't get the image of people carrying a cabinet.
Across C5. Ay, nako.
Gusto mo talaga kausapin? Talaga, Manong.
Di ba?
Dito pa kayo nagahakot.
Cabinet talaga.
Ay, nako.
And also, Targrod says, huwag tularan yung pag-slalom ng mga motorsiklo sa daan.
Oh, yeah.
Wala
yeah.
ka sa race at huwag magreklamo pag ikaw ang nasaktan.
Yeah, the weaving in and out.
At saka yung literally, horizontal na yung kanilang...
You're supposed to stay in one lane.
Yeah, right.
Ito from Camilo. Yung mga quote-unquote kaibigan na nire-record ka habang lasing ka, tapos i-upload pa yung video. Huwag tularan.
Well,
okay lang.
Tularan mo. Eh, naging... It was a ratings coup.
Tsaka pinaalam na... Hinaalam naman.
Oo nga. Well, delikado rin yung paalam.
At saka,
you know, like
until this morning, I'm getting tweets about I finally heard this morning.
You know what we were talking about? I think you had gone home and he was like, I can't believe Gino uploaded that. And I said, I know, right? On the one hand, you're grateful because he brought you home. But on the other hand, it felt like you sold your...
And hey.
tapos sabi niya, nagpaalam siya. Parang nagpaalam ka sa comatose na, sasasakin kita, ha?
It's the thought that counts. And in my defense, him in his drunk state said, okay, sure.
But that's my point. He's in no capacity to give you
But he said he was okay. He said he was good enough to drive home.
Coco Hernandez says, yung mga taxing nakailaw ang sign pero may sakay. Hashtag paasa.
Yeah.
All right.
Cause that sign is there for a reason.
Isn't it automatic?
Well,
it should be. Cause the
it's supposed to be automatic the minute you...
Flag down.
Yeah.
The meter.
Yes, the hiccups.
Hold your breath. Your breath. Hold your breath.
I'll do that later.
As deep as you can. And also, Cristiano Ronaldo says, wag tularan, calling everyone ugly to gain more attention.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
And the entry that caps off, and the top, huwag tularan, comes from Alan Ruiz.
Alan says,
yung gagawa ka ng fake account para may taga-like sa mga comment at posts.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Do they do this? Oh, that's horrible. Tapos nakita mo, it's always the same
person.
Quote unquote person. Liking. Pero laging may naka-like. Yung pala siya rin yun, using another account.
How desperate.
How desperate. And it's really weird that, like, we've really come to gauge our self-worth via social networks. Yung amount of comments, amount of likes.
Right.
It's really weird. And I'm really getting so many on Facebook. Yung mga paki-like po.
I know. Or paki-follow.
Pa-follow. Follow back.
Yeah. Parang if I...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of hiccup, did you see the trailer of ano, How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Oh, you really? Were tweeting yesterday.
Adult na siya.
Who?
Hiccup.
Si Hiccup.
Si Hiccup?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see.
Oh my gosh, as in goosebumps. Super goosebumps. Watch it after this. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10, huwag tularan, you know, like, itatawid ang cabinet along C5, that kind of entry. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag huwag tularan.
Alpha Male.in. The Morning Rush.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. Huwag tularan. Hashtag huwag tularan. Thank you very much to I am Kiko Rabe for suggesting this. So here we go. Let's read some entries. Alan Ruiz says, huwag tularan. Kung celebrity ka at may nagpapa-picture, huwag mong susungitan.
It's been almost a year.
At it turns out,
Has it been a year?
Hindi lang tayo yung ginaganon pala. We found out.
Well, we found out. Diba? And ano, with indisputable evidence.
Yeah.
That she ignores
numerous.
She ignores waiters, but in public, like when she's out in the party, she's so nice.
She's so friendly.
Then she goes to the restroom and somebody, you know, tries to get a picture taken. She ignores. She totally ignores them.
Diba?
I want to pull her hair.
It's so naked.
I'm
the
sorry.
Emotion.
I want to pull
I
her
really
hair.
Want. Pag naglalakad siya, gusto ko siya sa bunutan.
Ay, nako.
Diba?
Diba, para kung gano'n na lang, wag na lang.
Diba?
No, because, okay, right. you approach. I mean,
well,
obviously.
Well, had we known. Ako talaga.
Exactly.
Had we known,
and you're not even that.
We're not even fans.
And then,
collectively,
we're not even huge fans.
Exactly.
It was just more of like, because everyone,
we were on a high.
Yeah, and everyone else is just taking photos with everyone.
Everyone was happy, so, diba?
Yeah. Medyo basag trip.
Oh, actually. Mm.
But oh well. Let's just take the higher road and forget
and
about
ignore.
It.
Ayoko,
forget
about the... sasabunod.
Let's just take the higher road and forget about that.
I swear, I'm not gonna mask it.
For any boys, huwag tularan si Shaniqua. tatanga-tanga kasi.
Oo
nga.
I totally agree.
When you have kids named Lady Bongga and Magic Mike.
Hindi lang yan. Ang dami ng signs.
Tapos may doubt ka pa.
Diba? Abangan nyo mamaya.
Yung be? Mga ko. Diba? Sinspiration.
Diba?
Be? O bebe ko?
Millet Baray.
Ay, nako. Abangan nyo mamaya. Kuya Maui says, yung mga nagmo-movie spoiler.
Sorry!
Ito pa, can I just add something?
Well, if it's sinasadya.
When we were watching Pacific Rim, yung guy sa likod namin.
You watched it na?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yung guy sa likod namin. Ubo ng ubo. I mean, obviously, it's okay. I mean, di ba? It's going around. Pero talagang literally, yung parang,
cover your mouth.
You can cover your mouth.
You did tell him off?
Huh?
Ako, I would have.
You know what? Lumipat kami ng... Hindi, pero, well, kasi, obviously, I mean, feeling ko kasi, he was just virulent. So, talagang lumipat na lang kami ng...
Ah, okay.
Pero, seriously, yung parang sa tanda mong yun, hindi mo pa alam to cover your mouth.
Right.
Yung parang just cover your mouth. I'm not... Hindi ko pinupunay yung kasi umuubo ka because we can't help
we
it.
We can't help it.
But at least cover your mouth. Be considerate enough to other people around you.
Favorite ko yung nasa mall. Tapos they're in the walkway.
Yeah.
Tapos, hahatching sila dun sa side.
Dun sa side.
Pero hindi nila alam may naglalakad.
May naglalakad sa side.
Oh. You're just walking through this cloud of germs.
Yeah, exactly.
And even naman kasi if you sneeze to the side, it's not like the wind won't carry it anywhere. That's
right.
Why you cover it with your hands.
With your hands. Or, you know, cover your mouth with your collar.
With your hanky or whatever.
Ito pa, Custer Winston. Huwag tularan. Yung kung makapost ka ng mga religious quotes, wagas. Pero kung maka-hate ka naman ng ibang tao, wagas rin.
It usually comes hand in hand.
Sobra, ha?
Yeah.
For Renny Boy says, yung makatag ka ng selfie photos mo sa mga friends mo sa Facebook all the time, and ni minsan, not even once, ni minsan wala pang nagla-like.
No.
Na mga selfie photos mo. Pero each time ka nagsiselfie photos, talagang tag to death
tag
ka
to
ng
death.
Mga friends mo. Si Coengter says, yung mga friends mo sa Facebook na ang status ay so sad or so depressed. Pero ayaw namang sabihin ang dahilan kapag tinanong.
It's like they're drawing attention to themselves but
they're not willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
So they're going to just tell you that they're really sad, but they're not going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Well, kasi sometimes you just want to say that you're sad, but you don't really want to
talk. No, pero pag paulit-ulit kasi nakairita eh.
Sabagay.
Like, if it's just, you know, once every like couple of months or so, then it's fine.
Kasi ako, I don't post mga, I'm sad, and then I don't say anything about it. Pero I understand the urge. I stop myself lang. Kasi I know people, like, if you're not ready to talk about it,
kasi
why call attention to it?
If you were the type of person who would post, ito araw-araw na lang, I'm sad na lang yung nababasa natin sa Twitter.
Yun din. Actually, a day doesn't pass. Pero, I understand the urge kasi.
Yeah.
Yung gusto mo lang mag-vent na, you just wanna tell the world that you're sad, but you're not actually
willing to share.
Yeah.
To me, it actually makes sense. Hindi siya nakakainis. Kasi, sometimes you don't wanna get into details.
Oh, sige. So, talagay natin siya. Ano yung pinost mo?
Alin?
Sometimes reading Facebook breaks your heart.
Ay, kasi.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh,
it
wow.
was like, whoa, glaring.
Marami ka kasing mababasa sa Facebook, maaasar ka talaga.
Ano?
Hindi, okay lang. I understand the maasar. Oh.
Pero breaks your heart.
Oh, breaks your heart eh.
Ay, nako. Marami yan.
I guess ayaw niya mag-asar.
Oo.
Ito, this is a classic example of yung mga...
Diba? Hindi, pero at least I gave more.
A little bit more.
Hindi, pero diba, you know that it's about... Obviously, you read something on Facebook that makes you sad. Diba? Hindi mo nalang alam yung
detail. But I understand.
Pero yung, I'm so sad. Parang, what aspect? Is it work? Is it love life?
Is it
family?
Life,
is it financial? Is it,
diba? I agree, because I posted something like that nung Friday, because I got some bad news.
Mm.
So, I just posted on Twitter, got some very bad news, and then a sad face.
Ayan, yung mga ganun.
I don't want to talk about it because I haven't even processed it.
But you just want to release it. Parang cathartic lang siya to break out.
I think one of the reasons why it ticks off a lot of people also is because by nature, people are curious.
Yeah.
And they want to know. I think most of them care.
Uh-oh.
Some are just, you know... They just know they're just nosy, but
some will
actually
use it against you.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, totoo yun. Hmm. Half would be like genuinely concerned.
Concerned.
The other half are just
nosy.
Diba? They just want to know. Astro Boy, di ba maya na yan? Mash Plutonium says, yung mga taong mama, huwag tularan.
Mama what?
Mama ganda at mama runong. Uno Loco Poco says, yung mga mahihilig magyaya ng inuman, pero pagdating sa ambagan, biglang nawawala.
Oh.
Nomo says, yung lait ng lait sa mga maliliit na bagay sa ibang tao. Pero pag siya ang napuna, grabe kong magalit. Ganun
pero
talaga
they say yan. Hand in hand though, yeah, right.
Parang yung mga sobrang lakas mang insulto.
Mang asar.
Sila pinakapikon.
Sila yung pinakapikon.
Camilo says, yung mga gumagawa ng anonymous Twitter accounts dahil hindi nila kayang i-confront ng harapan.
Yes.
Well, yung mga trolls.
Yeah.
Most of the trolls, those... pakita mo yung profile picture nila, cartoons or something.
Or the egg.
Or people who buy prepaid numbers just to be able to text you.
Yon.
Diba? Something really bad.
Kuya Maui says, yung halos kita na yung kaluluwa ang suot. Tapos, pag nabastos, magagalit.
No nga. I mean, if you're wearing something like that, then...
Actually, sa akin kasi, yung pambabastos is where it's... For example, I'm wearing a short mini skirt.
Yeah.
I have to expect that people will look.
Yeah.
Pero hindi yung bastos.
Hindi naman kailangan
mabastos.
Kala mo naman ang ganda ng legs. No, I mean, assuming I had great legs. Yeah. And then, you know. Yung pambabastos, looking, I don't think is.
Kasi with some, kasi, it is eh.
No, kasi if you stare, it really calls attention eh.
Kasi it's already there.
Uh-oh.
Sa akin, if they try to touch you.
Yeah, then that's something else.
If they try to, you know, brush up against you.
I guess
or,
the difference is in your definition of bastos.
I mean.
Or if they're like licking their lips and like holding themselves in areas that they're not supposed
yun.
To.
Yun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, then, hindi kasi like for instance, kunyari, plunging neckline. So medyo kita mo yung people who stare, feeling na iba nababastos na sila eh. Just by looking.
Yung
parang, so medyo tricky siya. A bit of a gray area. Kasi
sa akin, if you wore that, you have to expect.
Exactly. It's like, you put highlights on your hair for people to see it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're highlighting certain areas of your body. And then malamang, siguro if they're looking at it like for like 2 minutes, tapos sinusundan-sundan ka lang, that's something else.
But when people look...
Depende. Kasi some people are too sensitive.
And sometimes kasi you really get stunned na parang, uy,
talaga si Gina nagaan.
No, because it's true.
Yeah, I know.
Mas lalo na pag yung girl in question, dati walang boobs, tas biglang
nagka-boobs. And the entry that caps off the bottom
half. Kasi you're trying to figure out...
Ano nangyari?
Anyari?
Hindi, kasi talaga yung ano eh. Like, when is staring, and when is looking? For some people, kasi parang, stop looking at my boobs. And you're like, wait, that was just like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but they feel like it's...
Diba? Ang hirap eh. Minsan, when is looking too long when it comes to, let's say, cleavage?
I think you should just be... You know, a little bit more open-minded when you know for a fact that you're very daring with the clothes.
Kasi nga minsan nag-iisip pa yung lalaki na parang, totoo ba yan?
Sa akin kasi, if it exceeds 5 seconds, that's a bit much. Because 5 seconds, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Antagal. Pero okay na, I'll give that to you.
Hindi kasi minsan, it's sheer curiosity. Nung the first time I noticed nung naging boobie na si Del, medyo more than 5 seconds. Because I was like, whoa.
I don't remember it.
Sometimes like you really try to figure it out. Eh. Parang it's like...
Hello, you didn't have to figure it out. I'm pregnant.
I know,
no,
but still.
Parang it's like, because it's not always there.
It's not always
there. At saka minsan yung hindi mo alam, you're already talking in your head.
Uh-oh.
Parang, in fairness, ha? At saka tinan mo, yung kurbado.
Maganda pala yung...
Tapos hindi mo alam, the whole time you're looking at it.
I really agree that talaga when it comes to boobs, guys really lose it.
Yeah.
You really lose it. And the power of the boobs talaga, ang lakas niya.
It brings you back. Eh. Kasi,
well, it depends on the boobs.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I remember, growing up, I mean, when you were newborn, that was your source of life.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
So, parang, di ba? Parang,
I mean, even I, for example, I was watching...
seeing a cafeteria.
Wow. Or a buffet line.
Di ba?
Because I saw... a movie with Tina Fey in it, and she wore a plunging neckline. Mm-hmm. And I'm a girl, and I kept looking at her cleavage.
Exactly.
One, because it's like, wow, she's really.
At saka lalo na in person.
Ah,
I mean, when you see boobs
right.
in person, parang they're different. They look bigger. They look plump.
Real. Of course, they're real.
They look more plump. They look like peaches.
Okay na.
They look like.
Okay, dumadaan ka na sa pambabastos.
You're crossing on over.
Diba?
To
yung parang... Tsaka merong... merong something that makes you look it. Certain qualities.
What are those?
I don't know. The perkiness, the bounciness. Parang there's a certain quality.
How supple they are.
Oo, yung parang ganun.
I'm losing these guys.
The ano? Yung consistency.
Oo, oh, yung consistency.
Wala. Yeah, like how...
Wala na.
How gelatinous?
Yes.
Gelatinous?
No, kasi there are...
Did you actually use the word gelatinous?
Because there are gelatinous ones. There are the medyo tough, yet...
Yung parang siopaw.
Parang medyo firm. Parang siopaw. Parang siopawik.
Siopawish.
Siopawik. Merong siopawik, merong...
Huwag ka na pinapawisan. Siopawish.
Ay, naku.
Sorry. Ay, siopawish.
Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Huwag Tularan comes from Astro Boy.
She says,
Huwag Tularan. Yung mga taong nagvo-volunteer pa ng reasons kung bakit siya nakascarf kahit wala namang nagtatanong. Hashtag, alam naming bakla pa.
Maybe what the hashtag?
Especially here in the Philippines.
Siguro yung ano yung, I can just imagine, office mate. Yeah. Papasok siya nakascarf. Tapos, kasi malamig masyado sa office, kailangan kong bantayan talaga yung throat ko, kaya ako nagsascarf. Nobody was asking.
Yeah,
why are you so defensive? Wear a scarf if you want.
Yeah, or like, yeah, but you're still gay.
Diba? Yung parang,
we still know.
Yeah, and it's all right. It's all right.
I mean, why volunteer information that nobody's really asking?
You know, all
so
of a
you
sudden...
you wear a scarf.
All of a sudden, naalala ko yung pictures nyo in Hong Kong. Pareho kayong nakascarf.
Hindi kasi masyadong malamig. No?
What's wrong with wearing a scarf?
Exactly. All right, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Huwag Tularan.
All right, in an hour from now, we have the third episode of My Joa's Joa. Fourth episode. It's all coming up in 59 minutes.
Manila's Hottest FM Radio. RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Kikorabe for suggesting this.
And before you start giving us this batch, only 23 minutes left before episode 4.
Of course. And you have to catch it. I tweeted earlier. Merong bookingan, as in booking. At bookingan na mangyayari sa My Joa's Joa episode
4. It's gonna be a really eventful episode.
Ay, grabe.
Today.
And I have to say that, you know, remember when Teleseries used to be so slow?
Yeah.
And then there was a change, a sudden shift.
Yeah.
About 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Teleseries started to get faster. I mean, the pacing was much faster.
Ito, bilis eh.
Pero bilis.
Ito, nag-set ng speed records.
Oh. within one episode, dalawa agad yung anak.
Ah, diba? From nanganak with the first child to dalawa na yung anak.
Well,
pero ito na yung ano.
Fast forward to 3 years later.
Pero sorry, ito na talaga. We have to give a little bit of a spoiler. Ito na yung bookingan episode. Nako, you have to watch for that. Ano to eh, major
revelation.
Tsaka yung performance level kailangan.
Medyo iba nga.
Kasi, ano to eh, breakdown scene eh, diba?
Wow. So, highly dramatic.
Highly
intense.
Dramatic. Oo, sobrang intense.
Hey, J. Ryan is just saying that it's Chris Chu's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
So happy birthday!
Big happy birthday to Chris Chu. And here we go.
Huwag Tularan?
Huwag Tularan. Let's start off with Targarod. Our hashtag is Huwaga. H-U-W-A-G. Tularan. Yung mga taong nalilito between the terms wealth and breeding. Magkaiba yun.
It doesn't go hand in hand.
FYI, you can be very wealthy and still be ill-bred. And also, let's
and
see
it's
here.
Not just the no, it's not just the nouveau riche or the suddenly rich people.
Yeah.
Some old rich actually have very little manners.
Yeah. I must say, remember yung kikwento ko sa inyo yung what?
I'm getting hiccups again.
Remember kinikwento ko yung nakapaa siya tas nakapatong yung feet niya sa harap sa sinihan.
Sinihan.
Yung sa headrest nung yung
right.
Gross.
It's
and
gross.
They looked really saucy, ha?
And
I was like saying, wow.
And it's also SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's birthday?
Yes, it is. July 15. Like we were saying, remember yung ano, pack na sacks?
You know, and that's one of my, what's happening to Gino now is one of my worst nightmares.
And you know, this has happened to me like nightmares. Thrice already.
Yeah.
Twice today and some other day.
Okay, maybe so. You're not breathing well. Diba it's an air thing. Oh, diaphragm. Also, let's see here. Okay, OMGN says, huwag tularan yung mga hindi marunong mag-flush. Lalo na in like
public
like
places.
Public places.
I remember I was with Gino one time, we were hosting. And then I came out of the restroom saying, I hate it, but some hotels,
yeah,
they're flushes, like they're automatic flush. Mm-mm. It flushes when you're in the middle of things.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
It's annoying.
For girls, because they sit down.
We were sitting down. The flush of air.
It's okay.
You enjoy it?
Like, and then there's
not
this,
enjoy it, but it's okay.
Like when you're sitting down and you flush the toilet, that like little...
It's annoying.
And you get splashed on.
Yeah, you get splashed on.
Ah, well, that I don't like. But if you don't get splashed on, it's
no, because for guys, we stand up.
It's different for you. Okay. Salmon, it's like an always like you just got on it. And then it starts flushing.
Yeah.
Parang minamadali ka.
I guess.
And
plus, it's a waste.
Time.
I know,
yeah,
plus
it's a waste.
Because you'll have to flush again.
And because some people opt to, yung mga medyo eco-friendly. Diba they say, ano, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown flush it down.
No, so, there's a half flush naman eh.
Yeah. And then some talaga, they just like, mga two or three. Like,
yeah, but how do you measure if it's a public restroom?
No, like, not in a public restroom.
No, your house.
In your house.
Kasi in my house, ganun.
Oh, parang
yeah,
you wait mga
two or three.
Ganyan. Yeah. Kung ikaw lang naman sa bahay,
right.
Diba? Parang for some people, that's their conservation.
Plus, if you drink a lot of water, it doesn't really, it's
yeah,
like water.
It's not that gross.
But then again, it stinks up.
Pero public restroom, definitely
no,
you have
no,
to flush.
No, because you share.
Yeah.
Hey, how true is this? Kylie Gayahan Mo is just saying, when you flush with a toilet seat up, the germs get catapulted out.
No, it's where they tested it.
Mm-hmm. Mythbusters?
Mythbusters. Diba they said na if you're flushing your toilet, I mean you're flushing the toilet bowl and you're even if let's say your
toothbrush
nasa malayo.
Yeah.
That the mist will eventually
reach
land.
The toothbrush, yeah.
And then they tested it like bacteria readings after like so many flushes.
Voila.
Well,
okay.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So it's a myth. Also,
but it's safe to just buy a cap.
Well, it always is for I know for EPs.
Oh, for EPs, for everything.
This is
for EPs.
Renetek was just saying, I don't know if you guys can relate to this. Tapos yung when you flush it, tumataas more than normal yung water level.
Ay, nakakatakot
naman yun. Yung nakakaba na parang you're like, hey,
pagsira. Hey,
hey, hey,
stop,
hey, hey,
stop.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Diba? But when it goes up and you're like, you're not supposed to do that.
Parang sasayan. OMGN says, yung mga taong parang chicharon, maingay, pero puro hangin ang laman.
Mm.
Just
yeah,
like a chicharon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Diba? Let's see here. Amy's Chingle, huwag tularan. Yung nag-a-alarm ka nang maaga, pero you turn off your alarm and you go back to sleep saying maaga pa naman, 5 minutes more. That's dangerous.
Guilty.
It really is dangerous.
That's why I have like two alarms.
You have a backup alarm.
Tsaka kailangan yung isang alarm malayo from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you'll be forced to get up.
And
they have those, they have really nifty alarm clocks.
Mm-hmm.
I have the one with the wheel. When it alarms, it starts running away.
So that you'll have to chase it.
So that you'll have to chase it. And then there's one now.
You'll definitely wake up.
Na para, it's like a helicopter. Na yung LSE.
Mm-hmm.
So when it alarms, the LSE flies away.
Right.
And then you have to catch it or find it
to
somewhere and then put it back onto the alarm clock just so the alarm stops.
So that it will stop.
Ang cute naman.
Yeah.
Coco Hernandez says, ito is so annoying. Huwag tularan. Yung mga taxi driver na ang trabaho, magreklamo about the traffic. Tapos sabay, hihiritan ka after the rant. Hihiritan ka ng dagdag pamasahe.
Yeah.
I know.
That's really factored into the meter already.
Yeah.
And then, tsaka yung, like yung mga sa airport taxi. Di ba, ang mahal-mahal na
lang. Sobra managa
yung mga. Like 500 pesos just to, like from Makati to Quezon City. And then after that, hihiritan ka pa na they don't get any of that.
Right.
So parang, You do know I'm already overpriced, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tapos, and this is between you and your employer. I don't ask you to you know, figure out my financial woes. Yung parang, kanya-kanya tayo na ano eh.
Like, so why is that even legal?
I don't
Which
know.
One,
cordon
the
off the
taxi?
Airport. I mean, and then...
And make it difficult for you to get
charge,
a regular taxi.
Yeah, charge people an exorbitant amount.
Kasi dapat they should still supply you a lane if you want the regular.
The regular.
No, kasi I guess they figured that like once they have the regular lane, nobody would get the airport
exactly.
taxi.
But that's how it works. That's that's capitalism for you.
Yeah. Right.
And actually, no, the legality of it. Also, Manvale says, yung mga aayain kang kumain, pero hindi naman talaga handang mamigay. Kasi dapat naman talaga hindi ka. You're not really supposed to go, sure.
But that's so weird kasi, I mean, if you think about it, why would you even bother saying kain tayo? If you don't really mean it, then don't say it.
Wala, it's ano, courtesy.
Kasi for Filipinos and Asians in general, I don't know if other Asians do it.
But I don't think
so. Because we also are a very... We live so close together.
Yeah.
Mm.
Our lives are too intertwined that we need to make sure that we feel okay about each other.
Hindi, tsaka yung, ano, yung mga big families. I mean, we're diba usually like... the whole family lives in like one house.
Yeah.
So pag kumain ka, hati-hati kayo eh. So hindi ka pwedeng kakain ng ikaw lang. So like...
But like mine, my explanation is more anthropological. Kasi we move collectively. Eh.
Yeah.
Filipinos, very specific. We're in each other's business all the time.
Yeah.
Unlike, for example, foreigners. Your relationship is so defined. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
So there's no need for them, and they don't, you know, they probably won't share a cab together.
Yeah.
They won't run, you know, wala kang... Their lives are so separate.
It's your own thing.
So that you don't need to be courteous. But for us, we need to be because we're tita ni ano, ganyan. Mm. And then
but it's so hypocritical, eh, na parang, diba?
Well, that too. Yeah. But it has its purpose. It just doesn't seem so obvious.
Like saying good morning. It's not always a good morning. But we say good morning nevertheless.
No, but what when you say kasi good morning is you're wishing that person...
To have a good morning.
Yeah, to have a good morning. So even if the person is having like the worst...
And what if you don't? What if you don't wish them a good morning?
And then don't say good morning.
Well, people still do, diba?
Yeah.
Kasi nga courtesy, eh.
Courtesy.
It's not necessarily literal.
Yeah.
OMGN says, wag tularan. Yung mga taong ang favorite subject, math. Mathulog.
I love that. Sure
kaya.
Bakit mo hindi tutularan yun?
Alin?
Na mathulog.
Hindi, kasi, I mean, well, napuro yun lang. Diba? I mean, kailangan mo rin siyempre mag-aral. And,
or mag-trabaho.
Mag-trabaho. Rakimi says, yung mga nagpo-post ng selfie tapos may life quote. Ano ang connect nun sa mukha mo?
I actually don't get that.
Pero maraming ganun ha. Yung they have a tweet that has nothing to do with a picture.
Yeah.
It kind of annoys me.
Actually, yeah. Yung kunyari, nag-tweet ka about... Nanood na lang.
Too
specific.
I have one kasi.
Ako rin eh.
Kasi meron nagbigay na example eh. So
ako
never
rin. Ano, ganito na lang. For example, a run.
Okay.
And you want to tweet about a run.
Yeah.
And then,
running this morning.
Running.
Blah, 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 blah.
Or run lang pag may time. Let's say. And then there's a Twitter pic. Tweet pic. And then you press it and it's their face. Not in the race
their
plate.
Face in their bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, parang, what's the connect?
Or, hello, what's even worse is yung mga ganyan, run pag may time, tapos yung photo, picture nila ng naka-gimmick clothes.
Diba, it's weird.
Okay. And Camila says, huwag tularan, yung mga kumukuha nung pinaka-tago-tago mong ice cream sa pinaka-sulok-sulok ng freezer. Nahahanap nila eh. Alam nila na nandun at alam nilang tinatago mo.
Oh my gosh, yesterday I kept... Because remember somebody gave us really good ice cream?
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
At saka, when you get something as good as that, lumalabas yung pagkamadamot mo.
Oh,
yung mag-share.
That's why I love living alone.
At saka yung tinatago mo talaga na magkukulong ka muna.
Kasi eh. Like, you don't have a lot. So you just want to eat it all.
May mga ganyan talaga. Minsan yung makikita mo na lang merong wrapper sa banyo. Parang, kinain mo sa banyo, no? Para hindi ako makahingi. nakikita mo talaga, parang teka, kailan mo kanain yan?
Parang nadadaanan to eh. No?
Parang may pinagdadaanan to eh.
Eh kasi naman, kakainin.
Napaka-specific eh.
Kakainin talaga sa banyo, tapos nandun yung wrapper, tapos kailan mo to kinain? Huh? Wala, hindi eh. At diba parang bathroom is not the place you would want to eat something.
Never.
Like. Unless you were hiding it.
Unless you were hiding it.
For sure.
Diba? Tapos yung mga parang, alam mo, daming ipis natin sa kwarto eh. Kasi kain ka na kain. Hindi ako makain. Tapos tinan mo yung trash can.
So sa kwarto mo to?
Hindi. A kwarto.
A kwarto.
It can be a kwarto.
So parang ano eh, parang true to life eh.
Parang too close to home eh.
Parang feel na feel eh.
Ito feeling ko, ano, may pinaghuhugutan to. Si Kiko Monster, all the way from Japan. Yung mga wagas makahingi ng life at tickets?
For Candy Crush. Yeah.
Yung mga wagas makahingi ng life at tickets sa Candy Crush. Pero pag ikaw na ang nangihingi, dead ma. I hate that.
Yeah.
It should
be a two-way street.
Oo.
Alright.
Promise. And,
in Diamond Dash, it's send and parang ask for
send
and send. Ayun, send and give.
Dragon City din. Automatic siya.
Automatic.
Pag in-accept mo, you just have to press a button na send it.
Kasi sometimes, diba, there's an option where you ask for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tas ang dami nun. You don't even know who.
Who, yeah.
So, if you were gonna send it, it might not be specified in your head anymore.
Right.
So, mas maganda yung send and give.
Ah, maganda.
I mean, send and ask or
send
something.
Send and ask or something.
Well, yung sa Dragon's...
Gift and Give.
Dragon City, one of the Dragon games, it tells you who gave you. Hindi siya automatic, but at least there's a list.
Yeah.
These are the people who gave you, like, cash. Parang gano'n.
So, bigay ka na lang ulit.
Tapos, ikaw na bahala, kasi you can only give 3 eh. So, kunyari, ilalabas niya lahat ng, kunyari, 20 yan na nabigay sa'yo. So, you choose which 3 you'll give first. That's the next day, another 3.
Rotate na lang.
I was so annoyed with Cooper because he kept playing Diamond Dash.
Yeah.
He was wasting my life.
Oh, yeah.
Tapos, see, this is why I don't want to have kids.
Yeah, it was wasted. And then, because it gets posted on Facebook, like, your score.
Yeah.
So I had to tweet, for those who can see my score.
That's not really me.
Defensive. Because I could just imagine, like, let's just say I had a kid.
Yeah.
And he starts playing around with my PS3, and then he starts playing with my save games.
Oh my God.
I would...
Ako, when the kid's at the
mentally
house...
Mentally strangle him.
I would always say, when they ask for my phone or my iPad... They go. I always go. You can play with those games, except, and then I really like say it one by one. The ones that they cannot even launch, like don't even touch it.
One of your nephews like plays around with Dragonvale and like destroys everything in your park.
Evil.
Ano naman?
Yung tipong bebenta niya lang lahat.
Oh, can I just say good morning to my nephews and nieces, to Mon Mon, to Christopher, Mikael, Janro. They're all northbound. They're all waiting for my Joas Joas. Hashtag pressure. Okay, it's coming up.
Where are
it's
they going
up.
Though?
I don't know. Northbound? Why are you going to Quezon City? Because we're already in Quezon City. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10. Let's see here. Huwag Tularan comes from Coco Hernandez.
He says,
yung mga jerk drivers, literally jerk drivers, galit sa preno, mapapashibangs ka sa bawat stop.
Yung
mga jeepney drivers, especially. And it's weird kasi pag sa jeep, hindi ka sanay na sideways.
Yeah. Right. And it's harder to...
You're more prepared pag forward, yeah. Diba?
Right.
It's harder to fight the momentum
exactly.
when you're
sitting
sideways.
That's one of my pet
peeves.
You're
not used to it, eh.
Even if it's not a jeep.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung mga nasa harap mo na they brake for no reason.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It gets my goat.
Or those, ano?
I'm like, why are you braking?
You know, the ones that sobrang bagal mag-drive and there's absolutely no one in front of them. And then you overtake only to see that they're texting or calling.
Yun.
Kung magte-text ka man, siguraduhin mong marunong ka mag-drive ng mabilis kahit nagte-text ka.
In my village, ganun.
Actually,
para
you're not supposed to text in the first place, but yeah.
Parang 10 kilometers an hour. I'm like,
what? Yeah, remember when I brought you home?
Yeah. It's like a thing in my village.
You know, it's easy
it.
To catch yung mga texters sa gabi. Kasi may ilaw yung face.
Ilaw yung face nila.
Huling-huli mo talaga eh. Parang, aha! You're texting!
Hi, you're the one!
Tsaka you know how, okay, some people kasi are gifted enough. I mean, I know you're not supposed to even have your hands on the phone when you're driving. But some people are gifted enough to like multitask well enough na they can drive without it impairing their
judgment.
Maybe not the judgment, because I think for
For
no
sure,
matter what you do, it'll still impair it. Eh. But alam mo yung iba na they can't even text without really looking at their phone.
Yeah.
Yung parang sobrang intent na kailangan malapit na ganun. Tapos they have the nerve to text and drive pa.
And drive, yeah. So actually, yung paghugutan niya sa huwag tularan, it can be anything.
Yeah.
Anything behavior
that gets your goat,
na. Basta
right?
para sa'yo, parang nobody should do this
right.
at all. So, and of course, coming up, we have My Jealous Joa.
I'm nervous for this episode.
Me too.
I kind of am too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out.
At saka ano to eh. Remember, merong bookingan eh with this episode.
We need water.
Ay, we need water.
We need water. Okay. Wrap it up so we can get water.
Basta. The top 10 huwag tularan. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag huwag tularan.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Ang nakaraan. Para malaman ang nakaraan, haler, i-download ang episode 3. Galaw-galaw lang pag may time. Sayang ang LTE. Ang kasalukuyan. Lumuwas patungong Baguio si Badingdong para sa isang business meeting. Sumama ang kanyang best friend na si Adonis. At sa hindi niya maintindihang kutob, lihim na sumunod si Shaniqua sa dalawang magkaibigan. O magkaibigan. Hi! Ang dami talagang horse sa Burnham Park. Nakakapagod mga bayo. Kawawang mga itlog ko. Bumili pa naman ako ng isang dosena sa grocery. Ayun, naalug lang. I think I need a warm bath. Ayan, nakatuwalya na lang ako. Habang pumapasok sa banyo, Adonis, naliligo kang naka-naked sa bathtub.
O ba? Siyempre. Alam ka namang maligo akong nakabarong. So, big boy, are you just going to stand there? Or you care to join me?
Adonis, baka may makarinig sa atin.
Eh, we're in Baguio City naman. For crying out loud, sino makakarinig sa atin? Si John Hay. May mga squirrel sa pine trees. At kanino naman nila ichichismis sa mga pine cones?
Adonis, nauubos na yung bula sa bubble bath mo. Cover yourself!
Ay, nako. It's nothing you haven't seen before, Badingdong. And besides, it doesn't bite. But I do.
Adonis, I don't swing that way anymore. I'm straight, you bitch.
Straight? Or straight into my arms. Come on, Badingdong. For old time's sake. The water's so warm. We'll be like 2 tea bags in a cup.
Mmm. Dalawang tea. My favorite. Okay, fine. Maybe just a dip.
Are we on Facebook? I think you just super poked me.
No. We're on Foursquare. Because you just became the mayor of my heart.
Well, well, well. Look, do we have here?
Shaniqua!
Rub-a-dub-dub, two gays in a tub.
Shaniqua, it's not what you think.
It's not what I think that's the problem. It's what I see. What do I see? Two lovers in a bathtub having sausages and hard-boiled eggs for breakfast.
Hindi. Ano ka ba? We're just being eco-friendly. Diba nga, sabi nila, conserve water, shower together.
Kasama ba sa nature conservation ang sharing someone's husband? Ang lalaki, hindi parang extra rice na pag hindi ka nabusog, kukunin mo yung sakin.
Excuse me? Ako ang nagsaing ng kanin na yan. Bahaw ka na. Yan ang kinakain mo.
Pwes, yung bahaw mo, nilagyan ko ng chorizo at green peas. Kaya naging yang siya.
Tapos ngayon, mas masarap na siyang ulam ng spare ribs. Tapos aangkinin mo na naman.
Ay, shucks. Parang sarap. Tara, pa-deliver tayo ng Chinese food.
Ay, sige. Game. Tapusin muna natin ang drama. Soba ding dong. After all these years, niloloko mo lang ako? How fitting that we're in Baguio. Tamang-tama na binaboy niyo ako in this foggy weather since I'm nothing but a fog hog.
Hoy! Hindi kita niloloko. Shaniqua, I've learned to love you.
Learned? Ano ko, kumon? O parang ang palayan na you learn to appreciate despite the bitter taste? In fairness, ang galing mo magtago. I would never have thought that underneath that uber manly exterior beats a female heart.
Manly? Hashtag manly din lang.
I always thought that if you walked like a man, talked like a man, danced modern jazz like a man, that you must be a man, but you're not a man. You're a woo man.
Shaniqua, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Aanihin pa ang shirtless na barangay tanod kung lahat madadaan sa sorry. Ano ba dingdong? Gusto mo nang magpaanal?
Ay, ayoko nga. Masakit daw yun. I mean, napakasakit emotionally ang isang annulment. Dahan-dahanin natin para hindi tayo mabigla.
Before I walk out and slam the door, let me leave you with a cliffhanger. Ayusin mo tong gulo na ginawa mo. Things are about to get very interesting. For your information, Badingdong, we're not just having an annulment. We're also having another baby. I'm pregnant.
Ang taray ng bakla! Ano ang mangyayari sa baby kung magkakahiwalay na si Badingdong at Shaniqua? Paano na si Adonis ngayong nagkabukingan na? Paano na ang Yang Chow delivery ngayong nag-walk out na si Shaniqua? Abangan ang kakaibang kwento na bubulabog sa inyong mga damdamin.
This portion is brought to you by Pagoda Cold Wave Lotion and 20 Stroke Spa and Massage.
My Jowa's Jowa.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Okay, let's read some of the comments.
All right, reactions to episode 4 today.
Let's start off with Call Me Ikes, who was just saying, Hanep's a sponsor.
And also, it's me, Ivan, was saying, grabe, ngayon ko lang nalaman, masakit pala talaga magpa-annul. Yun, kasi annulment talaga, emotionally taxing.
Masakit talaga,
And can we just say hello to Alvin, who was also...
Hey, Alvin. I actually got to see him today.
You saw him?
Yeah,
oh,
so
yeah,
surprising.
Right.
I was like, oh, huh.
His only look reaction was, slow clap.
It's me, Sheko, is just saying, bravo at Chico Garcia for the best script ever written.
To the team. To the team of writers.
To the team of writers.
To the team of writers. The schizophrenic team of writers. Also, Jervin8210 says, excuse po, pero nakakagutom yung episode.
I am Dre54 was just saying, ang lundi, eggs and sausage for breakfast, sa bathtub, and shower together to conserve water pa. Hashtag, huwag tularan mga kids.
Tapos, Micah Gale says, OMG, I'm dying. Where can I download all the episodes? I need to share them sa office. And So Lazy says, best episode so far.
Actually, they're all saying that. Here's one from Punong Ugat, who says, Gino's line, ang taray ng bakla. Very natural, Gino. Best actress on radio. Hey, di ako papayag.
Patty Potos is saying, natawa ako dun sa mga comments na winner ang mga scriptwriters.
Pity Pat says, natawa ako dun sa mga linya na may kumon.
And there's another one. One of the most retweeted line, on my feed at least, was rub-a-dub-dub to gays.
Sa akin yung shirtless barangay tayo.
No. Tsaka J. Ryan was just saying, napakatulis na Becky ni Badingdong, no? Pregi na naman si Shaniqua.
Eh, once a year nga lang.
Hindi natin alam.
Once a year lang yun, ha?
We don't know what's gonna happen in the series.
Si Dita Peron says, teary-eyed, standing ovation, slow clap.
No. A Baby C was just saying, bakit nung pagdating sa Yang Chow si Adonis naging Gino Boy?
Kasi nagutom.
Lumabas yung karakter na para, oy, pwede tayo.
And Shivana says, grabe naman ang mga pangyayari sa my jowa's jowa. Hashtag, I'm hooked. O, di ba? Parang talagang telenovela lang.
Tapos kanya-kanya sila ng gustong best actress. Kasi lahat
actually,
actress.
Actress, oh. Yeah.
Here's one from X de la Cruz. Ang ganda ng delivery mo, Gina Boy. Love your last line.
I am Hannah He. Slow clap. Ang intense ng episode. Lumi-level up.
Here's another one from Stealth Hiroshi. Grabe ang intense ng acting ni Delamar. Award.
Knox!
John Ramos was saying, so kilig. Pero bakit pumasok agad si Shaniqua? Bitin ang bathtub scene.
Gusto pa nila more.
Gusto pa nila more of the bathtub
alam mo,
scene.
Alam na namin kung ano ka.
Nabitin sa bathtub scene. Actually, sabi nila, kinabog yung bathtub scene dun sa... Mwah, mwah, mwah. Chup, chup, chup. Mwah, mwah, chup, 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 chup. Kasi minamadali.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of the Homer Sweet Home retweets the line, aanhin pa ang shirtless barangay tanod kung lahat madadaan sa suod.
Actually, yung si Mrs. Bond was saying, parang batibot na, na X-rated version lang.
For Random Boy says, Team Shaniqua, go, go, go.
Angelie Des was just saying, ang galing ni Del. Hugot na hugot, eh. Okay. Based from experience.
And also, Marjorie was saying, mamamatay na ako sa kakapigil ng tawa dito sa office.
Nice. So anyway,
well,
there
thank you
go.
For, okay. For even thank the reactions, you. It's entertaining us, actually.
Actually, ang sarap magbasa ng
I know.
Comments.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And there's right. Another one. Ano na naman kaya ang ipapangalan sa kawawang bata? May Magic Mike na at Lady Bongga. Ano pa kaya yung sunod?
Oh, we don't know. Tune in for 5th episode kung aabot. Kung hindi pipigilan ng CBCP.
Oh, I know, right?
All right, I'll find out on Monday, but we'll have a replay
actually,
for
sabi,
episode 4 at 9:30.
Sabi nga nila, no, parang ang daming food.
Food stuff.
When you think about it,
ang
daming food
eggs,
dun sa script.
Yang chow. Yang chow. Ano ba?
Hard-boiled eggs, chorizo, spare ribs. Ang dami, no? Okay.
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we've got the top 10 for you.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Ready, RX 93.1. Thank you very much to I am Kiko Rabe for suggesting the top 10 huwag tularan. Let's start off with Anto, yung tumatawid ng kalye na nakayuko tapos naka-headset.
Yeah.
You don't see anything, you right. Don't hear anything.
I'll add something
so
to that.
So dangerous.
People who cross the street with their backs turned to the traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, are you suicidal? Do you have a death wish?
Yeah.
Diba?
And also, ito medyo serious. Kevin Chen says, yung mga anak ng OFW na walang ginawa kundi maglakwatsa. Parang sinasayang lang nila yung pera nung pinaghihirapan ng mga magulang.
Oh, that's
nila.
True. Right.
Parang they are sacrificing so much and what do? You're maglalakwatsa lang the whole day.
I think they don't understand. Because yeah. If the money is flowing, you're just thinking, well, it's there. Might as well use it.
Yeah.
That is true. And Steven Soul says, yung taong tatawag sa gabi para tanungin kung gising ka pa.
Tapos malamang sumagot ka, tapos, are you awake?
Parang, well, ang ano ko lagi dyan, I was.
You were asleep?
Hindi, pag ang tanong yung, were you sleeping? I were.
No, I you was. Never do. I know moments when I just woke you up and you still say no.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. Hmm. Did I wake you up? No, I'm okay. No, what's up?
What's up? The unicorns are going to the
burger.
The bunker.
What the heck?
Oh, kasi no, I really won't hesitate to let you know that you woke me up.
We know.
And be like, ano?
OMG.
Ano mo, you're the crabbiest.
Only when I'm sleepy and hungry.
Then you must
always
be
sleepy
and hungry.
I am, actually. No, to be completely honest.
You're even, always hungry?
No, if you ask Fran, I wasn't always cranky. It's just really the because I'm so sleep deprived, not food deprived because I eat a lot, but I'm so sleep deprived and it's getting to my brain.
Okay.
Okay.
So awkward.
What? We're just looking at
we're
you.
Just looking.
Waiting for you to break down.
I'm not gonna break down.
Sana.
I don't think I am.
OMGN says, huwag tularan. Yung pagpangit ka tapos makikipag-away ka, unfair. Kasi mukha mo palang naaasar na. Santi San Gabriel says, yung mga taong pupunta sa Eat All You Can, tapos nakukuha pang mag-take out. yung sinisneaky pa nila.
That's not even...
Na parang, yeah. Come oh on, gosh. You already ate your heart out.
Right.
Why would you need
that's
to take
more
home
than...
pa?
Yeah.
Papa Trotsy says, yung mga nagpo-post ng status, tapos i-delete after walang nag-like or nag-comment after a few minutes.
Panindigan mo na.
And then, saka, you're supposed to post it because you want to post
yeah,
it.
Not
yeah. because
you're
you want comments.
Garnering, yeah.
Kuya Maui says, yung first time lang daw sa Black Couch interview, pero sobrang galing.
Tsaka parang nakita mo na siya dati.
Sa ibang interview.
I was reading this article. I forget where I was reading it. And it was an article about a girl who said that she and her boyfriend had tried to document things that they were doing.
Yeah.
And she realized that people who do these kinds of films are such great actors.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Because she said when she watched hers, she felt so silly. Mm. And then she
didn't look real.
And then she quoted James Franco, who also confessed to doing it with a girlfriend. I mean, documenting yeah, it with a girlfriend yeah. and saying, it's nothing like what you see.
Yeah.
Meaning to say, people who do this for a living are so good at making it seem.
Well, they are actors.
Ano, no, the talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they talk, alam mo talaga yung fake eh. Yung when they're just saying parang mga stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
Like what?
Tas yung iba, it just...
I'm
paint us a picture.
Tas yung iba, parang it just flows so naturally na parang, wow, ang galing ha, yung delivery
like how? Naman. Like how?
Depende.
Wait, let's establish the scenario. Ano yung mga characters?
O, kunyari, ano, doctor's office.
Okay, so nasa doctor's office.
Tapos, papasok sandali, yung nurse.
Nung nanood ka hapon gabi, remember we were establishing that
right.
Chico hapon.
Hapon si Chico.
So do not call,
ako yung gabi.
Don't disturb Chico in the afternoon. Don't disturb Gino.
Never mind. Hindi mga kunyari.
Kaya ka sleep deprived eh.
Oo nga.
No, it's supposed to make you sleep nga eh, after eh. Ay.
Okay. Alright. Ganun pala, Gino.
Ganun, ha?
No, because you get sleepy after.
Ang bilis umaga. Oh, you're so
he's
red.
Turning red.
I hate you.
Custer Winston says, huling-huli, eh, no? Yung mahilig magpa-picture with everyone, every time. Pero kahit isang picture, mysteriously, kahit isang picture ng boyfriend niya, wala siyang maipost. Kasi alam naman nating lahat na imaginary.
Aww.
Aww. Yung he or she is telling everyone na may boyfriend,
may boyfriend siya, pero wala naman wala. Talaga.
Pero sometimes kasi nahihiya ka rin to post a picture of your loved one.
Hindi, alam naman namin niya meron sa ibang tao. Alam naman namin yun. For a fact.
You guys are jerks.
Kasi
I didn't even say anything.
May mga proweba naman eh. Tulog nga eh.
Like a two-year-old boy.
Nagnanap
nga. And almost two-year-old boy.
So, imposibleng wala. Imposibleng wala.
Parang pregnancy.
Hindi mo kaya
pero
i-fake yun.
In all, ano, ito marami na to eh. Sa actually, three of us?
Actually.
You're the one with the most photos.
Ikaw yung.
When
ako,
it comes to that.
Ang pinakaan mo pa lang yung sa Facebook one time eh.
Oh, grabe.
May Facebook
ka na.
Eh.
You had a
Facebook. No,
no, you know why I post on Facebook? Because Facebook is...
All your friends.
Yeah.
They know.
I make it a point to just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Just friends. But like, ikaw kasi you have on Instagram eh. Si Chico ang wala talaga eh.
Not together.
I'm Alexi.
Not together. Always the two of them, but not with me. Hardly with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oo nga.
Oo. Yeah, pero hello, alam na.
Oo naman.
Eh, kay Chico.
Oo nga.
Kay Chico eh.
How come?
Yung gusto ko
I'm Alexi.
No. We wanna
find
know
out
what the reasons are. We are your friends. We care.
Wala lang.
Meron bang photo na kahit group shot man lang?
Meron.
Meron.
Ako, I'll say
it. I am Alex E. says, huwag tularan. Yung mga taong haharutin ka, tapos pag na-fall ka naman, if a friend zone ka.
Ay, nako.
Pero sila nangaharot, ha? Sila ang nangaharot sa'yo.
Well, that's already a conquest. The
yeah,
minute
they
know
make,
you're hooked,
yeah.
Diba?
And, also from Mrs. Bond.
Talaga may mga galit.
Yung mga pangit na kung maka-selfie todo close-up. Kasi naman nakaka-heart attack.
Yung nakagulat. Lang,
pero do you have one, ano, I'm so guilty that on your Instagram, did you have someone you're following na puro siya selfie and you have a feeling that they think they're so much more good-looking than they really are?
Yeah.
Really, meron na.
No, kasi here's the thing. I guess it's acceptable to have
photos
selfies,
of yourself.
Of course.
For sure. I mean, it is a thing now. I mean, but just don't... And even if you are like a celebrity, you don't flood people with just that.
Okay lang. With some celebs.
No, because I mean, even the prettiest like celebrities that I follow, I wouldn't want it if it's just all just selfies. Because Instagram is an insight of what they want to see also. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they take a photo of the beach or something like that because... And then it, you know, it gives you the idea that, oh, hey, this is what they want to see. This is where they want to be.
Kasi meron where they go.
Yeah, but if it's all just selfies, it's like...
Meron kasing celeb na pag nakita ko na parang picture ng pagkain. Walang, ano, walang picture ng, you know, nila. Minsan kasi nahabol mo eh. Kaya mo sino sila finalo eh.
Sino
marami.
Talaga? Sino?
Madami,
oh, give one.
No.
Madami naman pala eh.
Wala na lang. Camila says, yung fashionista daw na nagpo-post pa ng mga outfit of the day posts. Pero ang suot naman, gold top with lime green shorts at brown shoes.
Wow.
How specific.
ABBC says, ang mga taong nagre-reklamo na hindi matapos-tapos ang trabaho, pero pag tinignan mo naman kung ano-ano ang ginagawa.
Okay.
Candy Crush ba? Kaya mo hindi natatapos.
Pumipetics ka eh.
Kevin Chen says, yung mga nagpa... mamaya na yan. Not Sing was saying, yung mga pasahero sa airport na naghuhugas ng paa sa lababo, eh doon pa naman ako nagsisipilyo din.
Somebody
why
actually
would they
does
do that?
Diba, we talked about this. There are some cultures who really wash their feet.
Well, kasi it's part of their religious...
Part of their religion. Ano, their feet always have to be clean. So where else will you... Where
can't
else could
you wipe them with wet wipes or something?
Well, siguro iba-iba. You know, not like everyone always has
wet wipes. Because I know a certain... The Muslims, for example.
Yes, they clean...
They have to clean their hands, their feet, before they do the prayer.
Yeah.
Twice a day, facing the... Facing where? East?
Mecca.
Wherever
west.
That is.
I think it's west.
Oh, yeah. Camilo says, yung mga taong naibabalik pa rin nila tungkol sa sarili nila ang masayang kwento ng iba. Yung kahit anong pinag-uusapan nyo, it goes back to them. It's always about them.
Yeah.
So minsan nag-completely story nung isang tao, maya-maya nasa kanya na ulit.
Well, I'm watching this now-canceled series called Emily Owens. Mm-hmm. And she's very self-absorbed, but she's funny.
Yeah.
And then she keeps... her friend was talking about her problem because her friend's a lesbian and she was talking about, you know, the struggle to tell her dad. And then Emily Owen started talking about how
she, like, she wants to be... Phase or whatever.
Yeah, or something that's kind of similar to what was being talked about.
Yeah.
And then her friend said, so this is a Will conversation or a me conversation? I mean,
wow.
with certain cultures, they're able to tell
they're
you.
They're able to tell you that.
Pero kasi tayo, we're so polite. That we won't say anything,
pero
but
maldita.
We feel it. Yeah.
Pero maldita.
We are.
Diba? And second to the last, from Maactress person. Yung mga nagpo-post sa IG, tapos naka-hashtag, no filters. Pero mukha na silang may cancer sa atay sa sobrang pagkasepia ng pagmamahal.
Yeah, why do you even have to lie about that?
Why would you say no filter kung obviously naka-filter?
Oh my gosh. In Two Broke Girls, there's an episode where...
You watch a lot of TV.
I know. There's this girl, the blonde girl, she took a picture of her hoo-ha.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to show Max.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
Well, I don't know because they never showed the picture. But they were saying that. No,
obviously not.
And she was saying, no filter. But it's funny because that series is so, like, advanced. They say the words that we're so afraid to say.
Yeah,
right.
It's just crazy.
And the top.
Ayun mga ganun, okay lang ino filter.
The top one.
No, but she was sick. She had a rash. That's why she took a picture.
That's why she's showing it to everyone.
And
the top wag tularan comes from Targrad.
Targrad says he's back.
Yung mga hindi nagda-double check ng SMS. Tulad na lang yung kunyari, ang tinatype mo, Barangay Tanod. Tapos yung M naging M yung N. Tuloy naging Barangay Tanod.
Ayun, Barangay.
Diba? Nakakalito nga naman yun.
Oo nga naman.
Diba? Nakakairita yun eh.
Barangay.
Maintindihan mo ba yun kung barangay? Imagine mo yung N naging M.
Galing.
Nakakairita.
Suave.
What the heck
suave.
Is barangay?
No.
Hashtag suave.
Ayun, nakalusot na naman. Tumawid. Pasok.
Walang diba? Dalang cabinet.
Ito na naman yung cabinet.
Diba? Ang hirap. Ang hirap nun. Ayusin yung SMS nyo.
The
top 10, huwag tularan. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag huwag tularan.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush, Part 4.
Hey, all right, this is Del in for the news. Okay. Universal's Minions ran away with the box office for the second week in a row. Wow. With $44.8 million in U.S. ticket sales Friday through Sunday, the animated sequel, Despicable Me 2, outdid the debuts of the Adam Sandler comedy Grown Ups 2 and director Guillermo del Toro's Monsters vs. Robots action flick Pacific Rim. The weekend's number one movie, featuring Steve Carell as ex-supervillain Gru, made another $55.5 million, which brought its global two-week total to almost $280 million in 2 weeks.
Wow. Wow.
That's insane. Sony was pleased with Sandler's second-best movie opening of his career, with $42.5 million in sales in the U.S. and in Canada. His best domestic opening, well, U.S. opening, was The Longest Yard from 2005. Now, overseas, the comedy brought in $1.7 million. The third-place finish of Pacific Rim with $38.3 million in receipts represented a disappointing start. In the U.S., for Warner Brothers and partner Legendary Entertainment, figures released by the studio showed it's doing better overseas.
I would think. Because yeah, the whole Japanese...
The Japanese thing. But really, I mean, even the girls that we were watching with loved it. And well, it's usually like a guy geeky film, yeah. You know what I mean?
But that's... It's not, that's the point I think that they were saying, that outside of the U.S., it's doing so well.
Yeah.
Whether with just males or females.
You know, I think with the U.S., it's a lack of a name.
A background?
Star.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't have a...
No.
No, not at all.
The biggest star is like...
You know, usually with the superhero
Charlie
movies...
Charlie Day.
There's always who's one that? Major...
From Horrible yeah. Bosses. The guy with the high voice.
The Sun Always Shines on Philadelphia.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
Charlie Day.
I like that guy. Yeah, actually, I have a crush on him.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing.
His name,
and I think, you know, when you're going up against Despicable Me.
Right. And come on. How can you. It's a juggernaut. Not yeah. only is it Steve Carell, it's Despicable Me Part 2.
Yeah.
There's the Minions.
The Minions.
Then you have these Happy Meals with Minions. I mean, it's such a force. And then it's a kid's movie, so you have to bring the adult. And if they want to watch it again, see, there's just so
they
much.
They have dominion over it.
Dominion.
Kasi kahit ano eh, even if it's an animated movie, you still have named stars. Steve
yeah,
Carell.
Yeah, Steve Carell.
Yeah, right.
And they're not even there. You know?
And Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig isn't Despicable Me.
But I hear that because of how Pacific Rim is doing, they're actually coming up with Pacific Rim 2.
Because it's very strong in overseas.
Outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it might be a sleeper hit in the U.S.
Right.
Like after...
Maybe like after a week or so, that's when
if there's no
start
big,
watching it.
Another
yeah.
big opening, it might gain ground.
But then again, Wolverine is coming out.
Oh, right. Speaking of Wolverine, it's our monster movie premiere.
Yeah.
And we are giving away tickets, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, this hour. All right, there you go. That is the news here on the Morning Rush, the last one. Don't worry, because there is more to come. When Drive Through starts at 10, you'll have Andre, Jinri, and Schneider all together at 10, only here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
TMR, the Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the final Top 10 for today. And grabe, we have another like batch of comments. After
oh,
the
because
replay.
Of that one, because of the replay.
Grabe.
Well, just in case you missed it, actually, I know there are some people who are asking for a replay of all four episodes.
Actually, that's true.
We don't know if we have time for that. I don't know.
Maybe we can. I think we can.
Actually, sabi
nila. Para do marin makita nila yung flow.
Yung flow. Why not?
Why not? Natin. I think we can. Maybe we can do it like.
Mm-mm. And
in lieu of one. Batch of top tens,
diba? So actually, they were saying sa susunod yan ano na DVD signing na raw.
No,
ng mga episodes.
O gawa tayo ng accompanying video. Hay nako yung bathtub scene.
Hello.
Actually, somebody was my nephew was saying, but hindi niya lagi gawing parang visual
hirap
version.
Eh.
Ang hirap noon.
Tsaka yung
sila kasi mga ano eh. They're a group of like visual artists, so they do videos.
No, actually, I think I have the alternative to this. Since we don't want to do it live, I think we should hold off for a bigger paycheck. If we were to do it live.
We would just pay for ourselves.
No, we could do it like... Remember, we have this deal. That it's still pending, but they're so willing to do it for
us. And we're due for a meeting.
Yeah. So, okay.
We might actually get to come up with something.
We might actually... A visual rendering of the series.
Or let's get actors na lang. Nox.
Nox.
Oh, ito tayo nga.
Ah!
Naku, ang dami nagko-comment ah. Nag-bloom daw si Del as an actress. Dun sa sagutan niyo with Adonis.
Actually, lumabas yung ano niya eh.
When we were doing the showdown, I didn't really notice it, but when I heard the replay, parang talagang, it's like the teleserye. Grabe.
We're growing as actors and actresses.
No!
Or wait, we're growing as actresses.
Sideways.
Okay, so the top 10, huwag tularan. Let's start off with Camilo. Yung antagal-tagal na nilang nakapila sa fast food. Yung antagal-tagal na nila sa pila. Tapos pagdating nila ng turn nila.
They don't know what to order.
Saka lang sila mamimili.
I hate that.
When they could have spent all that time in line.
Deciding
what they were going to eat. Because you could see the menu naman from, di ba pag fast food nasa taas siya.
I don't know if it's a Filipino thing.
Weird.
Is it?
Why would you do that?
Pero I see that all the time. And I used to work. For a fast food chain.
Ako sa, I get this feeling sa,
talagang ganun.
Sa ATM. Yung parang, I don't know why it's taking them so long. And I'm thinking, teka, baka naman pagdating ko ng turn ko, ang tagal-tagal ko. Pero hindi eh, ang bilis ko eh.
Right. As in,
like, I'm so quick. So I'm like, why does it take them
so long?
Like 5 times longer.
I mean, there are things where you kind of want to take longer. Pero
not when you're in line.
At the ATM line.
Yeah.
And also, Coco Hernandez says, yung nakakasilaw ang cellphone sa loob ng sinihan in the middle of a movie. Kahit naka-silent.
Yeah.
But the moment they start reading their texts or they go on Twitter or something, it's so bright. And if they're right in front of you, like instantly you're taken out of the movie.
Yeah.
Pero I can understand
sa
that. But really, yung mga ano talaga, they have a full-on conversation.
Mm.
And about something so mundane na parang, ah hindi, sabihin mo kay Inday, bumili siya ng ganyan-ganyan.
Right.
Parang, buti sana, sabihin natin na, like it's, your mom is going to the hospital or something like that. Then fine, take the call. But it's like, if you're just gonna talk about like household chores and whatever.
Kung anong isda yung gagamitin sa paksi.
Get the heck out of the cinema.
But I really think that it yanks you out of this dream world.
Yeah. It does.
That you're paying so 400 to see. Like, you want to be enveloped in a movie where you're not thinking about your life outside of it, diba?
Can you imagine you're watching The Hobbit? Nando ka sa world.
The Middle Earth.
You're at the Shire.
You're in Middle Earth. Tapos bilang, ano? Oh, yung galunggong. Oh, yung galunggong. Lagay mo dun sa, kuni mo sa freezer.
Diba
parang suddenly you're like,
oh. Tapos yung tinuguan, labas mo, ha?
Nakakainis.
Diba?
Pero it's the old people who do that most of the time.
Actually, that's true. Tsaka yung mga humihilik.
Oh my God. But at least they don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not willful.
And sometimes you fall asleep without wanting to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right.
Petixologist says, ang selfie, parang kaartehan lang yan. May binabagayan.
Yep. Yep.
Michael DG says, hindi masamang umutot. Pero yung uutot, tapos maninisin ng iba.
Yun ang masama.
Yung parang, bad enough.
Nakakainis,
tapos diba? Nang sisi ka pa ng iba, nilagay mo pa yung blame.
Sana umamin ka na lang eh.
Umamin ka na lang. Or, kung keep ayaw mo umamin, just keep quiet.
Right.
Be quiet. Also, Kay Cubillo says, yung nag-iinarte sa fast food crew na sobra silang irate dahil ang daming ice na nilagay sa soda nila. Yung parang some things you can make a big fuss.
Yeah.
If there's cockroach in your food or, you know. Pero minsan yung parang, then just ask them to take out the ice.
Yeah, tsaka no need for the histrionics.
No need to make a fuss. Yeah.
Parang magagalit ka na sobra. I mean,
I saw this one old lady. Well, not even old, but she instantly became older and like uglier because of what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like she was trying to be yung parang padonya or whatever.
Right.
So, she was at an ice cream bar and she had ordered sugar-free something.
Mm-hmm.
Like sugar-free ice cream. And the girl behind the counter made the mistake of giving her parang
regular.
Less sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Less sugar. Not even, you know, the regular one. And then she got so mad, blah, blah, blah. And I would have completely understood if she was like diabetic or whatever. But you just know that she wasn't, and that she was just trying to like power trip. Na parang you're just, you're just a lowly like whatever.
Yeah,
counter
I can tell
girl.
You what I'm to do.
The last time I rode the plane, dun palang sa what do you call that boarding area?
Yeah.
I saw this lady, naka ano wheelchair. Tas lahat pinapagawa niya dun sa naka wheelchair to get water, to get ganyan. Eh, technically mga like the crew.
Yeah.
They're just supposed to push your wheelchair.
Yeah.
They're not
wheel
supposed to do
in.
Errands for you.
Right.
Eh, ang bait. No. So, pinabili niya ng food. As in talagang hindi siya tumatay sa wheelchair. And then, she was wheeled in hanggang loob ng plane and then she sat down. The moment the...
Disembarked.
No. While, during the flight, nakita niya na sa likod marami pang empty. Yung like, an entire row empty.
Yeah.
She took all her gamit by her laptop. Yung nilift pa niya above her head. Kasi di ba masikip sa ano.
Oh,
and walk to the
God.
Seat para dun siya humiga, dun siya ano. Tapos lakad. Tapos pag land namin, in comes the wheelchair. Suddenly, hindi na naman siya makalakad.
Grabe.
It was just, I was so
annoyed.
I was like, what a poser. You're not, you don't need a wheelchair. She was able to take all her bags.
Baka makarma siya, tapos mapilayan siya.
Oh my gosh. Ang sabi ko, grabe, that is so bad.
That's too much.
Lagi siyang una. Tapos, she doesn't get to do anything. She doesn't have to walk. She doesn't lift any of her bags. Habi ko, that was so bad.
There are people who will take advantage of
sobrang
their old age.
Take advantage. Yeah. She wasn't even that old.
Buti pa si Chico, kahit old. He doesn't take advantage
I'm not,
of it.
Oh my God, did you hear
grabe.
His reaction?
Che.
So 70s.
My point exactly.
Right?
Whatever.
Boy, whatever.
Nagpapakabata.
So
loser.
What, is it so tubular?
Loser.
And radical.
Actually, tubular 80s.
90s.
90s.
I remember this being early 90s.
Well, because people kept using it.
Oh, right.
And,
you would know. You're the authority on...
And
back
McCoy's,
to the 80s.
McCoysky was saying, yung mga nasa jeep, tapos magtatapo ng basura sa kalye, nakakainis pa yung iba, mga estudyante. And they should know better kasi they're educated.
Yeah, right.
You know, currently. Actually, di ba sino ba yun? Whose mom was that? Nasa traffic sila. There was this high ace in front. Nagtapo ng basura. The mom went down.
Got
of
it.
The car.
Mm-hmm.
Got the bag of like fast food trash.
And told
and knocked on the door. Na,
yeah. Throw dispose of this properly.
Dispose of this properly. Pahiyang-pahiya daw yung nandun sa...
Dapat!
Yeah,
sure.
Dapat naman kasi talaga.
Dapat lang.
And the top.
Even like cigarette butts.
Yeah. Actually, remember last week I had to park outside?
Yeah.
And then there's this part of Garnet Road here in Ortigas where it's just so filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy with cigarette butts, spit, candy wrappers. And it's like a little, it's where everybody goes
like,
down to smoke.
Yeah, to smoke.
But it's just so filthy.
Actually, mga, di ba before they did that, yung mga harap ng buildings of all our buildings here
are not allowed
are always so dirty because that's it's outside the building that they
sana
smoke.
Like if you are a smoker, I mean obviously that's your choice, but dispose of it
properly
in Palawan. Remember we were I was on a boat tapos certain nationalities were throwing us in the wood smoke
and throw it into
the water, and I said to the boatman, look, Palawan resorts are very particular about the environment. Mm. Aren't you going to tell them off? And they're like, they can't tell this nationality off because they're the biggest market outside of the Philippines.
Ugh.
And they don't want to destroy
that
market.
But isn't it more imperative?
I was like, oh my gosh, where do I start with
the
flaw in that statement?
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, let's just say you're in a boat and you're smoking on the boat itself. Fine, if you really want to kill the cigarette in the water, but take out the butt.
And dispose of it. There's a way. There are trash cans on the island. Don't throw it into the ocean.
Or just leave it in the boat first. Put it in a small
plastic
bag.
Put your butt where it's welcome.
Yeah. Diba?
Your cigarette butts.
Yeah. Mm. And the top, huwag tularan, comes from Kevin Chen.
Kevin Chen says,
yung mga nagpapalike ng photo para manalo yung anak ng kumari ng kaibigan ng tito na ngayon ay tita na dahil finally pumatol na sa lalaki na matagal na niyang mahal pero hindi niya masabi.
Wow.
How specific.
Napaka-specific.
Parang feeling ko meron siyang pinapatamaan.
Uh-huh.
Feeling ko lang, hindi ako sure.
Wag tularan.
What about us?
Wag tularan. I guess, naku, babalik na naman tayo sa driving eh.
Okay, that's really our...
Sige, let's challenge ourselves and not go into the traffic.
Okay, sige.
Yeah.
No, I have one. thinking. Either it's Twitter or traffic.
Actually.
Ako ganito na lang. Since, you know, I am a mom. I'm a young mom. And Nox, young mom.
Young mom.
A new mom.
Young mom.
Young
mom. Young. Ang taray ng bakla.
That's where you use it.
Meron na tayo.
Do not, no matter how great your intentions are, don't discipline somebody's kid. The proper way is to tell the parents, especially if they're there.
Yeah.
To like, I'm sorry, but your child is doing this. Mm. Don't assume that you can tell my child what to do. Yeah. Especially if I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's supposed to do it.
Because you're already
there
anyway.
Yeah, I'm there. I know that sometimes, you know, you have good intentions, but there has to be a proper way. And it makes me, the bitch really comes out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on.
Oh, wait, she's not out yet?
Not yet. Diba? Ito na, palabas
na. She's always there.
With that, I know. But I would really like when, let's say, Cooper throws something. I understand you want to correct him, but if I'm there, it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. You can tell me, but don't talk to my son and don't tell him. Now, if I'm not there,
then you
and
can't.
The kid is alone with no yaya, let's just say, okay, because you're the grown-up.
Yeah.
But if I'm there, please, course it through me.
Yeah.
Because if I did that to you and proceeded to tell your kid what to do, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it, so.
Okay, since it shows like Cooper, and I don't have a kid, but I do have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Huwag tularan. People who bring their dogs out. One, people who bring their dogs out without picking up after them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
They let them poop wherever they want.
Yeah, in our village.
Yeah.
My garage.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Like, really? Shouldn't you pick up after your dog?
Ako pet peeve ko. Because
the village pa naman is so swanky.
Not really.
And because like,
but you know what I mean.
Especially our house, we have such a big grassy area.
Mm. Right.
A lot of people near our house, they bring their dogs to our grass. Doon nila pinapapupo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, seriously, this is our grass. I mean, like, we're going to have to clean up after your dog. So, it's really, really annoying. And two, the rule is, do not take your dogs out of the house without a leash.
Right.
And if your dogs are outside without leashes and they attack or
which
at
happened
least,
to our friend.
Or at least they approach me, I have every right to hurt you.
Yeah, because yeah.
And don't
I agree.
Get angry if I hit your dog with my
stick.
Wooden stick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complain afterwards because your job was to keep
to
your dog
leash.
On a leash.
Right. I agree.
It's a rule.
Right.
So if don't come up to me and say, bakit masinaktan yung aso ko, bakit siya walang leash.
You know what I wanted to do? I saw this. I have a suspect as to who's, you know, crapping on my, yeah. Mm. I want to get the crap and put it on their car.
Exactly.
I'm no. sorry, but wait.
My friend had a really good idea. You get dog crap and then you put it on the handle of the car. So when they open it, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, this is from your dog and he left it in my porch. On my porch. What
no,
about
it's
you?
True. Kasi,
well, for
diba?
Me. Alam mo yung, di ba, marami nang umopia pag high school, college, ganyan-ganyan. Okay lang yun. I mean, not that I'm condoning it or anything. I mean, I guess it is part of like the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag matanda na, huwag na mangopia. So huwag tularan yun.
Oo. Kasi parang di ba, like, kunyari, merong exam. Huwag ka mangopia.
Di ba? Hindi. Like, kunwari, let's just say you're an accountant.
Oh.
And you came up with the books on one company. And you have a fellow accountant who just copied whatever it is that you did and then submitted it before you could.
Mm. Parang naalala
how pissed off would you be?
Saka, ano,
you worked hard for it and then kukunin niya lang.
And some people, I think it's in their bloodstream. One time I was...
What, that they're naturally born without a...
No, parang the last time I... Ano, the last time I...
May pinaguhugutan to.
I renewed my license. Di ba biodata mo yung inaano? Nangungopia!
Let's just say you're unsure of it. You can always ask naman na parang,
exactly.
Sir, can you help me out? Or pwede bang ano? Kasi ngayon lang ako mag-a-apply or whatever.
Sabi ko, ba't mo kinukopya yung sinusulat ko?
I know it's kind of weird to say this, but have a great week ahead.
I know, right? I know. Well, it's a Monday. You
it's
have to
Friday,
understand.
Right. Now that we got all of that out of the way, proceed to have a good week ahead.
Or not. A great week.
Or not. Thank you for joining us. Hey, Drive Through up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.